This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. 2017 marks the 20th anniversary of The Moth. You might recognize that music from The Moth Radio Hour. This year marks the 20th anniversary of The Moth, the project that helped revive the art of storytelling. What started as a small gathering of friends telling stories on a porch has now turned into something bigger than they could have imagined.
In those 20 years, Moth storytellers have told tens of thousands of stories on stages all over the world, and there's a good chance you're familiar with their podcast as well as their public radio show, The Moth Radio Hour, which you can catch every Thursday night at 7 p.m. here on the Ideas Network.
Catherine Burns joins us now. She's the artistic director for The Moth and the editor of a new compilation of Moth stories called The Moth Presents: All These Wonders, True Stories About Facing the Unknown. Catherine, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm thrilled to be here.
Well, 20 years of The Moth, and this thing is big, Catherine. What is it about The Moth that really just caught people's ears over the last two decades?
I think people were looking for the opportunity to connect one-on-one with people. You know, we live in this world that's, you know, very digital. You know, we talk about it a lot, right, that we connect to each other through our devices, through the internet. And, you know, The Moth and really the whole modern storytelling movement that we've seen over the last 20 years, because there are thousands of wonderful storytelling shows, you know, not just The Moth, that have grown up around the world. It rose up hand to hand with the rise of the internet. And I don't think that's such a surprise that even as we were, had all these modern conveniences, that there was this deep desire to walk into a room and hear the story directly from that person, you know, and to connect. So I think it was the biggest appeal.
We were ready to hear stories. Were we ready to tell them? Did people remember, in a way, how to get up in front of people and tell a compelling story?
Well, I think, you know, I think that we all have our own wonderful stories, you know, that we tell. And, you know, people have been telling stories around the campfire and around restaurants and at kitchen tables for years and years. So maybe it wasn't such a stretch to take those stories, those bar stories or kitchen table stories, and put them on stage in front of a live audience. When The Moth works best, every single person in the room feels like that person is talking just to them. So even when we do a big, you know, 1,500-seat venue, the idea is to create that intimacy that you would have if you were just sitting around at dinner.
And now anyone who's listened to The Moth knows that you do themes on episodes, and the book is no different. It's got sub-themes, but the big overarching thing in the subtitle, Stories About Facing the Unknown. Why did you choose that for the book?
Well, it was interesting. So Matthew Inman, who's our editor at Crown, he and I read 400 or 500 stories to try to choose the 45 that are in the book. And one of the things that we just kept noticing, like the through lines, was stories where something happens to somebody that maybe they weren't expecting, or they take a big risk and it pays off, or they're, you know, forced to do something they maybe thought they didn't want to do because of the circumstances of their life, and, you know, the resilience they find in getting through it, that they often end up in a different place and maybe an unexpected place. And we're like, well, that's inherently interesting. And so we chased that.
And what was it like taking this medium, you know, The Moth, it's true stories told live, and trying to make sure that these were compelling stories that worked in print?
Well, yeah, at first we were very skeptical about doing a book. That's the truth. And I think what made us want to do it was when the idea was presented that we could transcribe the stories that had been told and then lightly edit them for the page with the goal of making the stories as you read them be stories that you feel like you can hear the voice, that they come alive on the page, as opposed to just taking the idea of the story and completely rewriting it in essay form, if that makes sense. So over the years, we've had a radio show since 2009, and we would transcribe the stories while working on the radio show. And we noticed that some of them really worked beautifully on the page. And I think that was also one of the things that made us want to do it. Like, we would find that some of them we really enjoyed reading over and over when we were looking for a quote or, you know, maybe trying to do little edits. And that also, we're like, it's so fun, you know, when you're reading a story that you're literally holding the stories in your hand. And there was a new intimacy to that, and we wanted to share that with our community.
We're talking to Catherine Burns, artistic director for The Moth, editor of The Moth Presents All These Wonders, True Stories About Facing the Unknown. I want to give a listen to a clip or two from stories that appear in the book. Let's start with Chendere Kumanyika, 2013 story, a hip-hop artist. Here's a little listen to that story.
I have no idea how to use Microsoft Excel. I lied about my skills to get this job. And, my solution to the first two problems has been, when in doubt, hit enter. What I'm trying to explain to you is, on December 21st, 2007, at 2:15 p.m., my life sucked. And it didn't just suck because I had a job that I was no good at and that few people wanted. It sucked because only 2 years ago, I had a job that I was very good at and that everyone wanted.
So just a small portion of a story there. It is one that it kind of sucks you in. Is that the hallmark of a good story?
I think so. I mean, I think what's fun about his story is, you know, he starts out in a very relatable place. He's this temp who doesn't know how to use Excel. And, I mean, probably most of us have been there on some level or another, like in some entry-level job that we don't even want, that we're actually failing at. But then the fun reveal is that, you know, just a year before, he was this huge hip-hop star. You know, I think in the end, I think maybe sort of a one-hit wonder, if you will. But he had been at the top of his game, flying around in private planes. And so it's him trying to figure out what to do with the contrast and how to take himself to the next place. I mean, there's someone who had to face the unknown against his will.
And here's another listen. Comedian Tig Notaro now talking about her stepfather, Rick. This is during a 2012 Moth event.
He's very stoic, removed, emotionless. And I used to joke and say that he was kind of like C-3PO, but with less emotion. And then it dawned on me recently that that joke actually doesn't make any sense. Because C-3PO is very emotional. Just like, Atu, where are you?
And ultimately, this story, Matt, is both funny at times and very sad at times. Later, Tig talks about the death for her mother. How difficult it is for storytellers to balance extremes in stories like that.
I think the best storytellers do. I mean, people sometimes say, you know, what you like better, sad stories or funny stories. But I think that most of my favorite stories have a little bit of both, right? That, you know, you can be talking about a serious event, like in this case, the death of her mom, but there's still usually some humor to be found in that situation. That's not humor that you're using to try to deflect from the emotion, but humor that's just real and organic. Like, I remember at my own mother's funeral, we were pulling up to the funeral parlor, and my nephew made a really funny joke at just the right moment, and we'd been so sad, crying our eyes out for days, and all of a sudden, me and my three sisters cracked up so hard. So as the limousine driver opened the door, we were falling out of the limousine laughing, and we were all horrified, but at the same time, I think my mother would have loved it, because that's real life.
Now, looking at these stories, they're not just interesting anecdotes. They're not just a fun story. Whenever I've heard or seen The Moth, the good stories are ones that really inform who the person is now. And I think, I don't know what that story would be for me. How, when you're working with people in The Moth, how do you help them find and distill those stories?
Well, one of the things I would ask you if I were working with you on a story is, I would say, what are the stories that you tend to look forward to telling to a new friend? Or, you know, if you first met your spouse, like, what were some of the stories you couldn't wait to tell them? Or what are the stories that your friends ask you to tell to mutual friends? Because sometimes those are anecdotal, but I usually find that in that anecdote, there's some truth about you that if you talk it through, it will be revealed. Because, like, there's a reason that we tell these same stories about ourselves over and over.
I want to talk some about the future of The Moth, Catherine. You've got now this book, you've got the live events, including a couple in Wisconsin now, the radio show, the podcast. Have you reached peak Moth yet, or are there still more things to come?
Well, I hope we haven't. You know, I mean, our goal is always just to get these beautiful stories to as many people as possible. One of the things we love about the book is it's just a whole new medium for people to explore the stories in. And we think that the world, you know, we live in a world right now where I think people feel like we're a little bit divided, and when you read these individual stories, it's you find again and again that we always have more in common, I believe, than that what we have in common is much greater than what separates us. And so with that goal in mind, you know, we just want Moth stories everywhere. We love our storytellers so much, and we feel like the whole world needs to hear what they have to say.
And can you give some encouragement? There are people who live in communities where The Moth isn't, but what would you say to them to try to get them to embrace storytelling, even just on an informal level?
I mean, ask your neighbors questions. You know, maybe instead of watching a TV show or going to the movies, sit down and, talk to your neighbors of the day. Sit down with your family. Ask your grandfather for stories of his childhood. You know, my dad isn't much of a he doesn't fancy himself to be much of a storyteller, but even him, if I sit there and, you know, kind of pry and ask a million questions, I'll get him talking, which can be a beautiful thing. If people want to tell stories on the Moth stage, even if they live far away, we have a pitch line where they can call and leave a two-minute version of a story. And many of the stories that have been in our past two books and that are on the radio come from people who we've met when they just called our pitch line.
I got to ask, as we start to wrap up, does working so closely with the Moth change the way you see people, not just the person at the counter, you know, the senior citizen on the bench or whatever, but knowing that when you look at them, there's a story there?
I think so. I mean, I don't know. My mama used to always say, you know, you have to be nice to the person standing in line at the grocery store because you never know what's been going on with them. I'm from Alabama, so she said that with a southern accent. And I think that there's great truth in that, and that if you walk around with that feeling that everyone has a story, I think it's much easier to treat strangers with compassion, and God knows the world could use more of that these days.
We'll leave it there. Catherine, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much. We love you guys, so thanks for having me on.
That was Catherine Burns, artistic director for The Moth, editor of a new compilation of Moth stories. It's called The Moth Presents All These Wonders, True Stories About Facing the Unknown. You can hear The Moth Radio Hour here on Wisconsin Public Radio every Thursday. Hey, that's today at 7 o'clock.